Welcome back to Dakota Midday from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. This Old House is a popular long-running PBS program following remodeling projects over a number of weeks. But because the program only works on one or two houses a year, a new program, Ask This Old House, was spun off in 2002 to help solve home improvement problems faced by viewers. Host Kevin O'Connor and experts answer everyday home improvement and repair questions, along with more specialized questions. Next month, during the week of September 14th, the program is making a house call to Sioux Falls, and homeowners are invited to submit questions. For more, I'm joined by Ask This Old House senior producer, Heath Russola. He's the one who oversees the creation of the season's 26 episodes. And Heath, welcome to Dakota Midday.
Hi, Carl. How are you?
I'm doing just great. Well, does Ask This Old House get on the road and make house calls on every episode?
We try to get out as much as we can. We're based in the Boston area, so we do probably about half of our work in and around the New England area. But we try to get out and see as much of the country as we can. We have a new season that starts running on PBS this October, and in that season you'll see us visit Los Angeles, Texas, Washington, D.C., Minneapolis. We're really all over the map, but this is actually our first time coming to South Dakota, so we're really excited about that.
So how did you decide to come to South Dakota this time?
We're actually, it's one of the few states that we haven't been to at this point. Probably 2-3 years ago, we started looking and we realized we were kind of in the 35 state range somewhere in there and realized, it was close. We were getting close to 50 and started trying to work towards that goal. And South Dakota is one that we hadn't made it to in the past, but, one that we kind of wish we had. We've been hearing from homeowners already with some great projects, and we're certainly open to hearing from more. Certainly in the Sioux Falls area specifically, I think, but I would say within maybe a one-hour radius of Sioux Falls, people can write into our website and send all sorts of home improvement questions, and, we might end up showing up at their door with a TV camera and making a segment out of it.
So how does this work? You're coming to Sioux Falls next month, the week of September 14th. You're looking for some viewer questions. Just kind of step by step, how does this all work? How does it go from the questions then to the person, the questions that you actually choose for the program?
Sure. So there's two ways that people can submit questions through our website. There's a special form, thisoldhouse.com/askaquestion. Ask a question. If they go to that website, they fill in their information, their name, address, and a couple of project ideas. And then also, if people follow us on Twitter, they can link right in the bio of our Twitter page, which is at AskToH. That takes you to the same form. But that goes right to the producers of the show. It's myself and another gentleman, Seth Salagi, that actually go through these questions. And, we're really looking for something that, as I said, we do most of our projects in the Boston area. So if we can find something that has some regional interest to South Dakota or kind of the upper Midwest there, that's always important to us. But also it is a national show. We are seen in all 50 states. So if there's a project that, kitchens or bathrooms, things like that, that are fairly universal, we look for those too, that, someone in Florida could get something out of as well. So, people send in all sorts of different projects, electrical, plumbing, carpentry, landscaping, painting. Generally speaking, stuff that's a little on the smaller scale is better for us when we're on the road, just because we don't have access to the same subcontractors and, the tools and things that we have at home with us. But weekend type projects, things that, a homeowner might try to tackle themselves. We're always looking for that kind of stuff, and things that have great lessons so that people can, see it and be inspired and want to try to do that project themselves on their own house.
I suppose a good example is a recent episode where the show went to Pittsburgh, and it was something fairly basic, installing a new thermostat.
Sure. I mean, in that case, it was two wires essentially that we were changing for the gentleman, but, it was a smart thermostat where it talked to his cell phone, and, your cell phone is always connected to GPS and always to the internet. So this thermostat could sense when you left the house. It would turn the thermostat down automatically, and then as you started to drive and get closer to your house, it would turn the thermostat up. So no more worrying about, did we turn that down before we went on vacation or before we left for the office today? It just took care of it all automatically. And yeah, the installation on that was very straightforward, but it's the kind of project that a homeowner might tackle themselves. And you know, a lot of people get nervous with things like that, electrical systems or, you know, your heating system. You might not want to do that project yourself without a little know-how. But when you see it on the show and you realize, oh, it's really just two wires and a couple screws, you know, people are empowered and they want to try those projects themselves.
Now you mentioned Heath. When you go out on the road, you don't have the same amount of equipment and everything that you do when you're there with the regular show. How much do you take with you when you're on the road? I've seen on the episode you just have sort of at least that's what I'm seeing is just a little van that you're pulling behind.
Yeah. Exactly. We have a little construction trailer that we have to rope one of our crew members to drive it from Boston. So we may or may not have it with us in South Dakota. It depends on if we can find the right guy that's willing to make that drive. Certainly, we travel with all of the production gear for the show, the camera gear and that kind of stuff. And you know, we're lucky this day and age that there are stores like Home Depot, you know, pretty much on every corner or within a neighborhood. So we can often find a lot of the materials that we need on site. But part of the reason that, you know, we're talking to everybody now and letting them know that we're going to be in South Dakota about a month from now is it does take us a while to figure out what these projects are, get the supplies lined up. Sometimes it involves ordering something from a manufacturer, and we have to count shipping times into that. So really in the next week or two, we're going to start calling homeowners and really trying to decide on a project so that we can get the logistics in place. And, you know, if we have to ship tools out, if we have to order stuff, you know, we have that all ready to go so that when we show up for the shoot, it goes pretty smoothly. And, you know, we're in and out ideally in a day. You know, day-long projects are just about right for us.
So are you looking for the show itself, the segment when you're in Sioux Falls, are you looking for, will it just be one homeowner or will it be a couple?
It likely will, yeah. I mean, part of the reason, you know, we've started doing these kind of road trips where we're able to fly into a market and then also tour some other markets nearby. So in this case, in the beginning of that week, we're flying into Minneapolis-St. Paul. We'll probably do a story in that neck of the woods and then, you know, head down I-90 and end up in Sioux Falls and do a story in South Dakota as well. So, you know, it's a pretty tight schedule on our end. You know, it's probably just going to be one story is my sense. Although, you know, if we end up getting a lot of submissions and some really great projects that people want to tackle and, you know, they're ones that we can't say no to, you know, we might end up doing two or three. It's all up in the air right now, but a lot of it depends on what comes in. We really are answering the emails that people send in. You know, that's where the basis of the show content comes from.
How difficult is it to sort through those emails and select just a few questions?
You know, it's funny. We get somewhere in the neighborhood of 2,000 emails a month through our website and then through the social channels and all. And as I said before, it's myself and another producer that are combing through those. You know, the challenge, I think, for us is, first and foremost, it's really about teaching. You know, we really want great lessons that homeowners can take away. We do hear from a lot of people where, you know, maybe they're down on their luck, you know, finances aren't where they want them to be, and their house is falling into disrepair, and it's things they want to be able to do themselves. Those are harder for us because, you know, you want to be able to help out everybody. And, you know, first and foremost, our show really is about education. And, you know, you see those emails that come in and you wish you could help everybody. But it is a challenge finding the exact right project. But, you know, they are real homeowners. It's not actors that we're looking for. It's not people with TV experience. Most of the time we show up at a house, person has never been on television before. We make them a TV star for 6 or 8 hours, and then after we leave, they'll probably not be on television ever again. You know, these are people with regular jobs that just have a passion for home improvement, have learned from our guys, and are interested in having us, you know, come by their house and help them with something.
You're listening to Dakota Midday from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm talking with Ask This Old House senior producer Heath Russola, and the program is coming to Sioux Falls the week of September 14th. And producers are inviting homeowners to submit questions. You can do that at thisoldhouse.com/askaquestion. Heath, do you ever get questions that are very surprising?
You know, there are a lot of ones for me that are surprising. I'll say my background is in television production. I went to Emerson, a communications school here in the Boston area. I've been with the crew for 10 years, but my home improvement skills aren't nearly what these guys are who have been in the trades for, you know, 30, 40 years and have learned from their fathers and grandfathers. So I'll get surprised a lot of times by a question. You know, you'll see strange goop showing up on a water heater or something. But I'll email a picture to Richard Chithui, our plumbing expert, and he'll say, oh, yeah, that's just a dielectric corrosion issue. And what we need to do is put a little Teflon tape on that, and that'll solve. And, you know, he knows what it is right away. Just, or Tom Silva, Roger Cook, any of those guys, because they've been in the trade so long, they've really seen it all in their careers. So they're not as surprised as I am oftentimes. But if I'm surprised, chances are the viewer at home will be surprised. So, you know, we look for those kind of questions, definitely.
So how long have you been a part of Ask This Old House?
Well, I've been producing the show for the last 4 or 5 years. I actually started as a production assistant. I was a guy getting coffee for these guys about 10 years ago. But it's a really great group of people. They're just as great as they seem on TV. And, you know, if whoever the lucky homeowner is in Sioux Falls that gets to work with us and meet these guys, you'll see we're not one of those big production companies that shows up and shuts down the street with police escorts and, you know, big tractor trailers and all. It's going to be probably 2 or 3 rental cars and maybe our trailer with some tools in it. But chances are, if your neighbors went to work that morning and didn't know we were on the street, by the time they get home that afternoon, they might not have known anything happened. You know, it's the guys are very normal and down to earth, and you know, everyone on our crew is just great to work with. So it's a good group, and we're looking forward to, you know, meeting some people in Sioux Falls and getting to South Dakota for the first time.
Now you mentioned, Heath, that your background is in television production and not remodeling and home improvement. You've got an older home in Massachusetts, a historical home.
I do.
The experiences that you have working with these experts, has that given you? Do you think you have skill as a home improvement guy now?
You know, I wish I did. I think I'm in the position that a lot of people in our audience are in, where, you know, you watch these guys work, you see Richard take apart a faucet or Tommy frame a wall or something like that, and you just say, wow, they make it look so easy. And then I'll try it at my house. And, you know, the only real advantage I have over the guy at home is I do have these guys' cell numbers. So I'll call Richard on the weekend and say, you know what, I'm trying to do this. This isn't working. And he'll give me the advice and say, well, try tightening that, you know. But, yeah, a lot of, you know, I think a lot of homeowners watch our show and are inspired to try things, and I certainly am in that boat, you know. But I'm not nearly as skilled as these guys, and, you know, I'll try my hand at just about anything. But my success rate is probably 50-50.
Now, in taking the show on the road, making these house calls, as mentioned, coming to Sioux Falls next month, what is it that you enjoy most about that part of the program?
You know, what's really fun is getting a chance to see a different part of the country and to really experience the local culture. You know, it's in so many ways, I think, you know, America has become very homogenized over the last several years. We have no problem finding a Starbucks or an Applebee's in any market that we go to. But at the same time, you know, you get to discover these great local restaurants. You meet these homeowners, some of them that, you know, you meet people that grew up in these towns or that have lived there for a long time, and they'll say, you have to try this one restaurant. They are so great. Or you have to go in this one local hardware store. The guy in there just knows everything. So it's really fun just to get to discover some local, you know, kind of hidden treasures. And, you know, we make that a part of the show as much as we can. It's almost just as much a travel show as it is a home improvement show, I think, at this point. You know, it's about hearing the different accents. Our guys have their own, obviously, in the Boston area. But, you know, hearing the way people talk and what the different housing styles look like, why people build the houses the way they do, it's really a privilege to get to go into people's homes and their neighborhoods and, you know, get to experience it for a few days.
So when will the Sioux Falls edition of Ask This Old House air?
We're looking at early in 2016 right now. We've got our first 8 episodes already in the can, which premiere in October on PBS in South Dakota, public broadcasting there in South Dakota, obviously. So those first 8 are done. This will probably fall in the latter half of the season, which, again, probably sometime in the spring 2016. We shoot all the house call segment or a lot of the house call segments first, and then we try to sort of match them up. We don't want to put 2 plumbing segments together or 2 landscaping segments together in a show. You know, we try to get some variety. So we kind of start with a big pool and then say, okay, let's match South Dakota with, you know, Texas, and that'll be a very varied show. So. I don't have a firm date yet, but we'll keep you guys updated, definitely.
Yeah, keep us updated, and when the show's about to air, we'll have to talk again.
Awesome. I'm looking forward to it.
Heath Russola is the producer of Ask This Old House. The program is coming to Sioux Falls the week of September 14th. The program is inviting homeowners to submit questions. You can do that at thisoldhouse.com/askaquestion. And Heath, thanks so much for joining us on Dakota Midday, and best of luck with the program.
All right. Thank you, Carl. We're looking forward to seeing you guys next month.